climate change. Listen to scientist David Attenborough talking about the climate crisis. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Good morning to our listeners. We are talking today with Sir David Attenborough, who has recently issued a statement on the threat posed to the world by climate change, outlining the scale of the crisis facing the planet.
Correct, Bill. I feel we are facing irreversible damage to the natural world and the collapse of our societies as a consequence. But there is still hope if dramatic action to limit the effects is taken over the next decade.
Your TV programme laid out the science behind climate change, the impact it is having right now, and the steps that can be taken to fight it.
In the 20 years since I first started talking about climate change, conditions have changed far faster than I ever imagined. It may sound frightening, but the scientific evidence is that if we do not take dramatic action within the next decade, we could face irreversible damage to the natural world and the collapse of our societies.
Speaking to scientists, the programme highlighted that temperatures are rising quickly, with the world now around 1 degree centigrade warmer than before the Industrial Revolution.
Listen, Bill, I spoke to Dr. Peter Stott from the Met Office, who told me that there are dips and troughs, and some years are not as warm as other years. But what we have seen is a steady temperature trend. 20 of the warmest years on record have occurred in the last 22 years.
We have all been impressed by the dramatic scenes of people escaping from wildfires in the US. How did you react to that?
I was not surprised. Scientists had predicted that the dry conditions that make wildfires so deadly would increase as the planet heats up. I must add that some of the other impacts described by scientists are irreversible. As Professor Andrew Shepherd from the University of Leeds recently stated, in the last year, ice losses from Antarctica and Greenland are far worse than expected.
Actually, scientists confirmed that the Greenland ice sheet is melting, and it's losing 5 times as much ice today as it was 25 years ago, and these losses are driving up sea levels around the world.
Yes, Bill. In the US, Louisiana is on the front line of this climate crisis. It's losing land at one of the fastest rates on the planet. The impact on families is going to be something impossible to prepare for.
Your concern over the impacts of climate change has become a major focus for you in recent years.
Absolutely. But let me add that if dramatic action is taken over the next decade, then the world can keep temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees centigrade this century. This would limit the scale of the damage. We are running out of time, but there is still hope.
What about renewable energy?
rapid progress is being made in renewable energy, with wind now as cheap as fossil fuels in many cases. It shows how technologies to bury carbon dioxide under the ground are now becoming more viable. But politicians will need to act decisively and rapidly.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Good morning to our listeners. We are talking today with Sir David Attenborough, who has recently issued a statement on the threat posed to the world by climate change, outlining the scale of the crisis facing the planet.
Correct, Bill. I feel we are facing irreversible damage to the natural world and the collapse of our societies as a consequence. But there is still hope if dramatic action to limit the effects is taken over the next decade.
Your TV programme laid out the science behind climate change, the impact it is having right now, and the steps that can be taken to fight it.
In the 20 years since I first started talking about climate change, conditions have changed far faster than I ever imagined. It may sound frightening, but the scientific evidence is that if we do not take dramatic action within the next decade, we could face irreversible damage to the natural world and the collapse of our societies.
Speaking to scientists, the programme highlighted that temperatures are rising quickly, with the world now around 1 degree centigrade warmer than before the Industrial Revolution.
Listen, Bill, I spoke to Dr. Peter Stott from the Met Office, who told me that there are dips and troughs, and some years are not as warm as other years. But what we have seen is a steady temperature trend. 20 of the warmest years on record have occurred in the last 22 years.
We have all been impressed by the dramatic scenes of people escaping from wildfires in the US. How did you react to that?
I was not surprised. Scientists had predicted that the dry conditions that make wildfires so deadly would increase as the planet heats up. I must add that some of the other impacts described by scientists are irreversible. As Professor Andrew Shepherd from the University of Leeds recently stated, in the last year, ice losses from Antarctica and Greenland are far worse than expected.
Actually, scientists confirmed that the Greenland ice sheet is melting, and it's losing 5 times as much ice today as it was 25 years ago, and these losses are driving up sea levels around the world.
Yes, Bill. In the US, Louisiana is on the front line of this climate crisis. It's losing land at one of the fastest rates on the planet. The impact on families is going to be something impossible to prepare for.
Your concern over the impacts of climate change has become a major focus for you in recent years.
Absolutely. But let me add that if dramatic action is taken over the next decade, then the world can keep temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees centigrade this century. This would limit the scale of the damage. We are running out of time, but there is still hope.
What about renewable energy?
Rapid progress is being made in renewable energy, with wind now as cheap as fossil fuels in many cases. It shows how technologies to bury carbon dioxide under the ground are now becoming more viable. But politicians will need to act decisively and rapidly.